Thank you. Greetings, friends. The Gospel by John, chapter 16, and verse 32. In verse 31, the Lord Jesus asked a very pertinent question of his disciples, his followers, those who had been with him for his earthly journey. And he said to them, "Do ye now believe?" He asked the question on which eternity in heaven turns. Because unless we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, our sin bearer, our substitute, then we haven't made one step toward heaven. The initial step, the only way to start for heaven, for glory, at the end of life's highway, is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It all turns on that word belief. After we believe, then, we can work like any slave out of love for God's dear Son. But we first must belong to Him through faith. Through our faith in Him as Savior, we must be joined to Him by that act of saying, "I will," on our part. I do believe. I will believe, I do believe that Jesus died for me, that on the cross He shed His blood from sin to set me free. I do believe. Yes, friends, I do believe. I will believe. And 60 years ago, the ninth day of this month, I did believe that the Lord Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary, put my sins away, and I rest on His word that He says He did. He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. I rest there. I believe. I received them by faith. And now I can live for Him. Now I can work for Him. Do ye now believe? Oh, my friends, pass this question on to you. Do you now believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have salvation? Do you know your sins forgiven through the Word of God? That's the only way we know. It's what the Bible says. If we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then we have everlasting life. We've believed in Him, and that's what He asks us to do, that you believe in Him. You will not believe in me, you shall die in your sins. Where I am, you cannot come, is as clear as crystal in the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Himself said it. So now, after He poses that pertinent question to His disciples, "Do ye now believe?" He said, "Behold," or is here something for us to stop and listen, stop and look, not just a parting glance, but here's something to occupy our time, our attention, our whole absorbed attention. "Behold, the hour cometh," said the Savior, "and yea is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone." This was a crucial moment, hour, of all the universe of God. Time past, time present, or time future. The great event of all time was when the Lord Jesus took your sins and mine and bare them in His own body on Calvary. Thereby, eternal redemption became a reality for For the whosoever will. Excuse me. Whosoever will believe in the Lord Jesus to the salvation of their own precious soul. That great hour of the universe. Man didn't realize it then. He was the creator of everything. The Lord Jesus. For him all things were created. And without him, we read, without him, there was not anything made that was made. Nothing. He was the creator of all. Creator of man. The sustainer of man. The feeder of man. And yet now, man, the creature, has turned upon his creator, and he's going to crucify him on Calvary's cross. This is something the human mind cannot fathom, that the Creator would permit himself to be put to death for a man, his creature sin. But this is true, and this is what happened, and it's so great an event that until we come to the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross, by faith, in our minds, in our souls, unless we have there a meeting with the Lord Jesus, and our sins are forgiven, and we receive the Lord Jesus by faith as our Savior, not of works, but by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And until we come and there are reconciled to God by the death of the Lord Jesus, then we haven't started on the way to heaven. We can be as religious as we like. We can be associated with religious names as much as we like. But my friends, until we've accepted the Lord Jesus and his work on the cross that saves our soul, then our soul is not saved. We're lost. We're lost. We're on the way to a lost eternity. It is required that we have a conviction, convicted that we're guilty, convicted that we're sinners before God, regardless of how our friends may estimate us as great people. No doubt we are, but that we owe to one another, that we owe to God because God sent us here in this world, not to do evil and wrong, but to do that which is righteous and good. But until we've accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior, then we're not born again, and then we're not on our way to heaven. So this is a great event. We must be convicted of our sins, know and acknowledge, yes, Lord, I'm the sinner. And then we acknowledge that the Lord Jesus died for us as sinners on the cross, died for me as a sinner on Calvary's cross. And I receive him as my Savior, the only possible way I can get to heaven. And then I confess him to others. I tell others he died for me. I am not alone, said the Savior. The Father is with me. I am of all eternity. I am not alone. The Father is with me. We thank the Heavenly Father for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he is the Son of God. He's the one that came down. We thank God that he is the one only that could deliver us from our sins. He is the one alone who could take all our sins in his own body on the tree and answer to God for them. Oh, friends, this is so wonderful. This is so simple. While we again and again we pause to thank the Lord for dying for us on the cross, yet unless we accept it, unless we see that there we are reconciled to God, The Lord Jesus can, as it were, lay his hands upon us as guilty sinners and upon the righteous throne of God and bring the two of us together, united forever then, in him forever. Oh, what a privilege to know your sins forgiven, to know the Savior is your very, very own. So he says, here when this great hour of crucifixion was coming, he said, yet you'll all leave me. None could go with him. He bare the cross alone. He died alone. Yes, yet he could say, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. That is, the Father, God the Father, is with him. Yes, on the cross in the darkness of those 3 hours, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? But that was, he was crying there to God in his capacity as supreme being, as the ruler of the universe of God, the one that you and I must meet. But as the Father, he could say, the Father is with me. I am not alone because the Father is with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all interested in the work of the cross for you, my friend, for you, and for me. Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the Lord Jesus who died for us. Thank thee, blessed Lord Jesus, that thou didst take our sins thine own body on the tree and die for guilty sinners that we might go free. We pray for our president, for the rulers and authorities, for men and women everywhere, that many may trust the Savior. We pray for the cabinet, the Congress, and the court, the governors of our state, and the mayors of our cities, especially of our nation's capital. We pray that many souls will hear the life-giving word of the Son of God, and they that hear live eternally. In Jesus' precious name, amen.